Proclamation number 3922 of 3rd of November, 1946. Strictest self-criticism, whether spiritual or earthly thought, is desired. Clairvoyant. Don't fall prey to those forces which I have not instructed to impart knowledge to you, which I myself keep hidden from you. For what I want to say to you who serve me on earth, I say to you myself through the voice of the Spirit, and this alone shall you hear. Bright-eyed souls can certainly follow the execution of my eternal plan due to their state of maturity, but this of itself prohibits them from revealing individual faiths to people to whom I myself have not yet opened up the inner vision. Because my wisdom keeps future things hidden from people, the knowledge of which is not necessary for the attainment of maturity of soul. You must learn to differentiate between purely worldly processes and spiritual activity. You must know that my messengers, my representatives, who have abundant knowledge at their disposal, only have the task to work spiritually, i.e., to help fellow human beings in spiritual adversity and to confirm this help through earthly neighborly love. Therefore, anyone who has been assigned such an earthly task by me is truly not to inform his fellow human beings about things which I keep secret, because this is more beneficial for the souls. But if a person uses his clairvoyant gift for this purpose, he will be influenced by forces which are not favorable to him, and he will easily fall into error. His gift of seeing will be clouded by the purpose which is not pleasing to me. And you will truly have no advantage from knowledge which I did not give you, but human intellect which steps out of association with me if it seeks to fathom earthly processes. And thus my servants must also exercise the strictest criticism of their thoughts and, if possible, avoid any fusion of spiritual and earthly problems. This is also of extraordinary importance for all proclamations which are conveyed to people through my love. The Spirit from me only imparts spiritual knowledge. And this is the purest truth. Every desire to penetrate earthly knowledge, every question, the answer to which is of no use to the souls, forces the Spirit from me into inactivity. That is, the voice of the world drowns out its subtle voice. And forces which consciously want to lead the human being into error are at work. The human being's thinking is directed towards purely earthly questions, and then pure spiritual activity is switched off. You, my servants on earth, must always be able to make this subtle distinction, and therefore you should not take offense at transcripts which originated in less intimate contact if you only consider the one thing, whether it contains a purely spiritual truth or a statement which has nothing to do with purely spiritual knowledge. The transmissions from the spiritual kingdom are subject to constant control, and lying spirits cannot take part in it as soon as it concerns the transmission of the divine word. For I myself watch over it and do not allow my word to be defaced by dark forces. If, however, the recipient's thoughts stray and he demands temporal or numerical clarification about certain processes or successes, then he no longer desires my word. He no longer desires pure spiritual nourishment which I always offer him unadulterated, and then his thinking is also subject to error. For then he is no longer active as my servant on earth in the sense of the word. He is not a recipient of my word, but uses his intellect like any other human being. He thinks under the influence of those forces which try to invalidate my word. Yet I will give you clarification about this at any time, and only demand strictest criticism of yourselves, then you will also always be able to separate earthly from purely spiritual things and find yourselves in fullest truth. And such processes and doubts are also permitted by me in order to induce you into this self-criticism, because this is of greatest value for the attainment of maturity of soul, that you disregard everything earthly as soon as you want to receive spiritual good, commanded by me myself and therefore also in accordance with utmost truth, for my will is always to instruct you in truth, yet your will must strive for the same so that you will not fall prey to those forces which are enemies of the pure truth. Amen.